Hey guys, how's it going? I was just sitting here. I'm putting this stock tank pool together. So I've got this stock tank, you know, it's like a water trough, like a tank for cows or whatever in the field. They can put food in it, they can put water in it. It's just a metal tank. And my girlfriend, she got a kit, like a above ground pool pump kit. And it's all DIY and everything, and it's not, you know, meant to work together, so you got to kind of get it to work together. And I've been draining it, and you know, I've got about 8 inches of water in it right now, and I've just keep draining it because I keep getting a leak in the the pump filter line. And I've, you know, I'm just about there, I think, but I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna really do it, like overdo it, and then let it dry, you know, overnight, and then fill it up tomorrow. And if it doesn't work tomorrow, I'm gonna go fucking ape shit, I think. But it's a lesson in patience, I think, and I think that's what I need to learn in my life. I think that might be why I'm here, is to learn patience. Anyway, so this today, PX Chris posted a photo of the contract that the original members of MXPX signed, along with some of their parents. I think it was I don't know who's the oldest. I can't remember. Yuri must be the oldest. So Andy and Mike both had their parents sign, as well as Mike signing and Andy signing as well. He had his parents sign. And it was like the contract, you know, 25 years ago today, this contract they wrote. And I just thought it was so cool. And it's really cool that we have the ability to even see, you know, any part of that. You know, thankfully it's this age where we can get to see stuff like that. But to even have MXPX let us see it is really cool. I thought it was really cool, and I wanted just to talk about it just a little bit. Like, I wonder, where would we be now if we didn't have MXPX in our life? What would have taken its place? I don't know how to answer that, but I can tell you nothing took its place up until that point in my life. Maybe the Stray Cats when I was like 14. I really, really liked the Stray Cats. I still do. But they weren't, I mean, they didn't change any part of my life, you know? I saw them at the Arizona State Fair when I was like 13 or something. And it was amazing. It was simply amazing. Brian Setzer is amazing. But it wasn't life-changing. And I've seen MXPX so many times, and I've worked for them as a paid employee, as a volunteer, as a hanger-oner, as a person that forced their way in, whatever, you know? I've worked for them, I've been on tour with them, I've been to their shows, so many that I can't even count anymore. And I just can't imagine not having that. You know, where would I be? What would be different? Everything would be different. I've just got a feeling everything would be different. I think kind of, you know, lately I haven't really been listening to MXPX. Ha, gasp, whatever. You know, I did, you know, like 2 days ago. But I've been listening to a lot of Red City Radio. And so they've got a connection and everything. But I find myself that when I kind of stray a little bit and for an extended period of time, you know, like before the new album came out, I didn't listen to MXPX for maybe months on end, you know, unless something new came out or you know, or whatever. And I guess, you know, that's just the way it goes. But it's weird. Where would we be? Where would I be? Who would have I picked up on? I mean, Blink-182, come on, they're a joke. The Ataris, I mean, they're a mess. I feel for the diehard fans of the Ataris. They are just a mess. Anyway, so, you know, I'm going to post this and up on Instagram, and I'd like to hear what you guys think. If you want to call in, you can do that. Just go to the Anchor app, I think. I'm not even sure. Anyways, I had to do something because of this stupid stock tank pool that was upsetting me. Just so crazy. 25 years ago today. Where was I 25 years ago? I would have been 40. Twenty-three years old. I was in the Army. I was in Georgia. I believe I probably might have been I was in Georgia by now, Fort Stewart, Georgia. And basically, what did I have that I was listening to? I think I had R. Kelly. I think I had SWV, Jodeci, a bunch of stuff. Man, there was no music over there. So finally, I got over to Savannah, and there was a Best Buy. And the Best Buy had, you know, some real albums. I got Minor Threat. I got, like, The Damned, like a double album, Best Of. You know, I got The Clash. I got some of the old stuff that I knew about, you know? I didn't know that there was still any kind of real punk scene whatsoever. I didn't know that there was a SoCal punk scene, skate punk scene going on over there at that time. Didn't hear of Blink, didn't know about MXPX. So it's pretty rough. What would have happened? When I came to Arizona, when I got out of the Army, I was able to, you know, I got some 311. I think I had maybe Goldfinger. You know, I don't know. Days of the New, I think. I think I had that. But there was not a lot of punk rock or rock in my life at that time. And luckily, I just came home one day from work, and there was a afternoon extreme sports, you know, show on ESPN, and they were doing some wakeboarding or something, and Do Your Feet Hurt came on in the background, and I just instantly, my ears just tuned into it so quickly, and I just was just salivating for it to end so I could find out who it was. And there it was, MXPX, and I probably went right to the computer, and I think this is in 96 or 90, no, 97-ish. Went right to the computer and found out what I could. And eBay, I was just figuring that stuff out, and man, eBay was just crazy for me. I got so much so quickly, it was the best. So, I guess that's about it. Where would we be? I would probably continue, you know, listening to 311, maybe if Goldfinger, if I really got into them, but I wasn't into them that much, you know, it was because of Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I wasn't into them that much, so maybe I could have found somebody else, you know, off of them, and found some, maybe Blink 182 or something. But I think I remember I got a Blink 182 CD. I borrowed it from a friend, or an employee actually at Sonic, a kid working for me. His name was Nick, and he had a Blink 182 Dude Ranch CD. I think it was Dude Ranch. It might have been Cheshire Cat. Anyways, that was pretty cool, and I got into that pretty quickly. Man, he had the biggest Jinko jeans. He would clean the floors as he walked. He would clean all the fries and lettuce and everything in the kitchen. He would just sweep it up with his jeans. I don't know. So I guess maybe I would have found somebody decent. I mean, I guess then I probably heard Green Day and stuff. Dookie. I knew I heard Dookie really quickly after that. So I missed that in between stuff from, I guess, you know, like 88, maybe, probably when I stopped listening to punk music and kind of went to just whatever was on the radio, I guess, because, or Metallica, I was kind of into that. But there was nothing in Phoenix, nothing, you know, there was no internet, so there was no scene that I knew of or anything. So, you know, there was just skateboarding died, all the ramps got torn down. I was street skating up until like 89, and then there's just nobody else skating and stuff. So, you know, I lost any contact with that scene, because that scene was just totally drying up. So I don't know, where would I go? I guess we're lucky to not know. So anyways, I love MXPX with all my heart. The band means the world to me, and the fans, I love talking to, you know, co-fans. I love talking to them. Hopefully there'll be some shows and I can actually talk to some other fans in real life and enjoy that terrific experience once again. It's been too long, so I'd like to take my son to see them at least once. Okay, so there's my little rant, I guess. Thank you for listening. I think it's episode 21. We're going to start doing the Secret Weapon Madness soon. I think it's next week, or like a week from now, or so like that. And we'll be back with another podcast, Mark and I, probably very shortly, as long as this thing keeps on recording. So thanks for listening. Let's let MXPX know how much we love them and how much we'd like to see some shows. Make sure that they get our support. Go visit their merch arsenal online, mxpx.com. And also, you know, go follow all the members and all that stuff and like all their photos and retweet and all that stuff, okay? And shout out to all the other podcast guys and to the meme guys and to the people that follow those people, okay? That MXPX community and also PX Chris. You know, it's nice to have those things around. Put a little smile on your face throughout, you know, the day. And man, that Lisa Cootie, that was pretty cool, right? Tom posted that picture of him and this girl Lisa from when they were doing that Cooties photo shoot at the Fred Meyer photo booth in Bremerton. Man, I used to live right around the corner from that Fred Meyer, and there was no photo booth there, so that I remember, but that Fred Meyer was really cool, and I really liked it, so maybe that was partly because of MXPX, you know, having that history there. But what a cool thing. How unbelievably cool. She was cleaning her house, which is funny because Lisa's clean, and she just sent a text to Tom with the photo, and Tom posted it, and he said she found some other stuff and he was going to post more soon. So I mean, how cool is that to have that stuff available once again, you know, just like this contract photo. How cool is it to be able to have that history shared with us, you know, instantly? It's really cool. I really enjoy following Tom. He does a lot of you know, kind of cool stuff that we don't get to see everywhere. And he dresses up and takes some good pictures of himself. But, okay, I think that's about it. Shout out to Lisa. She was also in the Chick Magnet video, and I was really bummed because, once again, I couldn't find the Chick Magnet video on YouTube. So I don't know what the deal is, but I just can't find it. I wanted to see it, but I knew that she was in that video. I've been to the Park Avenue Diner. We actually shot some B-movie footage right there when the band is getting into Tom's yellow car, and there's like a Volkswagen van across the street. That was shot directly right in front of Park Avenue Diner. Me and Seth Roberts from Watashi Wa were there filming, and I think I was laying on the ground on the sidewalk getting some shots. It was so much fun. What a great experience that was. But yeah, that was pretty cool. Now I think it's a coffee place or something. I don't know. But just to be there and to be there with MXPX is like, wow, this is surreal. All right, cool. Thanks so much, guys. Love you and have a great day. Okay, thanks for listening. And I hope to hear your input on this, either in a voicemail or in comments on the Instagram post. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you guys.